Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Marsha, who says, I'm retired, have a large bust, larger arms, petite, have lymphedema, so need compression stockings. I find it hard to find attractive clothes that work for me. It's a struggle to find items I like. And you are not alone. You know, the more body variations that we have to contend with, the things we might want to camouflage, the trickier it can become. And also the more we are outside of manufacturing standards, which is a very broad term, the harder it can be to find things and then to find things we'd like. And so even people, I can tell you, I've had clients where you'd think, you know, I remember once having a client who's a ballerina and I thought, oh, she'll be so easy to shop for. She's got an amazing figure. She just didn't find anything we liked out there, you know, and that's the thing. So it really, it's not even so much your body. Quite often, if it's not your fashion sense, if it's not the prints you love, if it's not the styles you love, it's not the ones that make you, you know, excited, it can be hard to find things no matter your size, shape, or age. Now, of course, when we add layers in like a very large bust, it can be even harder. Having to wear compression stockings, maybe wanting to keep in your arms covered, all these things can make it trickier, absolutely. And this is where I look at shopping as to never expect to buy something, to never expect that there is something out there for me. I'm always, when I'm going shopping for myself, I'm really excited when I find something, but I don't have high expectations. And so I think one of the best things you can do when you are shopping for clothes is to lower your expectations. You know, sometimes we'll find things we like the look of, but they just don't fit on our body. The way they've been cut just does not work for us. Now, sometimes this is something that can be fixed with a small alteration here or there, and if so, great. But other times it's just, there's not enough fabric in it where we need it. So it could be the bust, it could be the arms, it could be the thighs, wherever it is on you, that it's just not, there's not enough there. Now, great seamstresses and stuff can sometimes, you know, alter these things, but sometimes they almost have to remake the garment to make it work. But if you've got one of those people, fantastic, you can make things work that might not otherwise, but otherwise it's best to leave it in the store and understand that in some ways I look at building a wardrobe, it's something we do over time, it's something that takes, you know, a bit of time and energy, and it's also the more we know about what we love. So if at least if you, I want you to love it, it's like if you don't rate an 8 or more out of 10, you don't want to buy it. There's no point in spending your money on ho-hum, it'll do, it's okay, but not excited clothes. I want you to have a wardrobe full of clothes that you love, because then you're actually less likely to feel the need to go shopping, because you actually have stuff in there that you love. Often it's the wardrobes full of it'll do clothes where the people are endlessly shopping and shopping and shopping and looking for something else because they really are never satisfied with what they have, rather than waiting to find the things that they love and then looking really broadly. So going outside your local area, going online, and even places like Etsy, there are fantastic people. If you find a style of something you like somewhere like Etsy, where you may love the style, but quite often that the people on Etsy will make it to your dimensions, and that could be another thing to look at. And yeah, it's a bit more expensive, but you get something that you love rather than something that's ho-hum. I mean, anytime that you can either make your own clothes or have something made for you, it's always going to fit better and it's always going to look better because it fits better. So, I remember reading an interview with a costume designer for a television series who said every single garment we buy, and they buy off the rack in stores and things for their characters, but everything is altered to fit that character perfectly. So when we're watching television, we're thinking, wow, doesn't, you know, their body is great and everything fits. It's because everything's actually been altered to fit. So don't feel like it's, you know, it's something, there's something wrong with you if you have to have things altered. You are completely normal. Clothing manufacturers are not making clothes to fit you in particular or your individual unique body in particular. So really don't feel bad about getting those alterations. And yet we all have issues, but even people who have very few issues still can find it hard to shop, particularly when the fashion trends just aren't yours. You know, current tastes and things like that. At the moment, I have to say I'm hugely disappointed by most of the things in the stores. I find it the most boring fashion season that I've ever seen. But occasionally a piece pops up here or there, and that's what I'm keeping my eye out for. And I just ignore all the stuff that bores me senseless or is not to my taste or style. Next question comes from Lana, who says, I'm a petite O shape and recently bought a summery print skirt that is the right length, so it comes to the top of my knee, and I wore it with a solid knit top, also again the right length, just covering the high hip and the fullest part of my belly, but I see that they are just equal in length. Do I go with it or do you have other thoughts? So when we look at the golden mean, there is a unequal proportion element there. Now, it's particularly important when we're looking at what we call one-to-one long, so like a midi skirt with a longish top. That tends to break us up into two halves, which generally is a less flattering proportion. But when we've got shorter garments, we've got kind of the legs to the knees to the waist, and then the kind of, or the hips and the hips to the shoulders. That creates thirds, and thirds in their nature tend to be more attractive. So you will probably find that you can happily get away with a more even, like one-to-one shorter or like medium rather than long. It's not particularly short. We're not talking mini skirts here and crop tops. But it is much easier to get away because we've broken the body up into thirds, which already becomes an uneven kind of proportion rather than even proportions. The half-half proportion is the least flattering. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. You can always try slightly different top lengths and see if a slightly longer one works better. But I wouldn't worry about it too. When we're breaking the body up into thirds, it's okay. It's just halves are the least flattering on the whole. Last question today comes from Francesca, who says, I'm retired and have nothing between my more formal corporate clothes that I wore to work and the super casual. As my life is now very casual and doesn't suit that classic formal clothing I've been living in for many years, I need some guidance. This can be really hard when we're transitioning from a very corporate formal, you know, work life to a casual retired life and working out what we need to get. So the first thing is to go through what you used to wear and think, is there any way I might get anywhere out of these pieces again? And it could be things like having a blazer or something like that you might put with a pair of jeans when you want to go out and look a bit more smart. So even in a casual lifestyle, there are still times for the smarter casual end of the kind of spectrum. So you might go, oh, I can keep some of those blazers potentially to wear with jeans. And maybe you've got, you know, maybe some, you know, the pants from the suits might be something you could wear as a dress pant if you're going out for dinner, but with something more relaxed on the top. But the rest of it, you know, maybe there's a few tops and things like that that could be worn that you could put with jeans or more relaxed clothing. But maybe most of it is too formal, and maybe it's time to let it go. Like, give it to a charity like Dress for Success, who is helping women get, you know, like dressed to go into the workforce. So, you know, charities like that and For Fitted for Work, there's a bunch of these sorts of charities who would really appreciate a donation of these sorts of clothes. So while they are still wearable and in fashion, let them go to somewhere like that. Then to start rebuilding your wardrobe for your new life. And this is where the kind of everyday thinking about what you enjoy wearing. Are you a pants or a skirts or a dresses person or shorts? Or what's your location? What's your lifestyle? What do you need? What are the kinds of clothes you need? And then gradually, slowly start getting those as you find great pieces. Don't just go out and kind of try and replace the whole wardrobe at once. It's unlikely to happen. Instead, just start looking a little bit at a time, but figuring out, you know, what I need is a casual jacket, or what I need is a, you know, great, you know, a couple of pairs of great jeans, or what I need is some, you know, tops or t-shirts in a certain kind of vein, all those sorts of things. So it is that sort of thing. It's going to happen over time. You build that corporate wardrobe over time. You'll also build this new casual retired lifestyle wardrobe over time. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is something that you want to start doing. And you may as well let go of all the stuff you're never going to wear again. Let somebody else get some wear out of it, get some value from those clothes, and then just start rebuilding your life. Because if you keep all those clothes, it's very hard to get dressed because you can't really see what you do have that works for your current lifestyle. So we need to let go, create the space for the new things to come into your wardrobe. So thank you for your questions. Of course, if you'd like more information about you know, how to put outfits together, I do have a fantastic outfit masterclass that you can grab. Or I also have my 7 Steps of Style program, which is all about how to, you know, find your style, which are the colours that work for you now, which is the styles of clothes that work for you, especially as we change with body shape, you know, lifestyle, all those sorts of changes. It's stuff we look into. And of course, it includes my Evolve Your Style program, which is a 31-day style challenge, which really helps you start to get in touch with your style again. So if you're feeling a bit lost with your style, it is a fantastic place to start. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.